Hey, Steve, what's your horoscope sign?
Well, I'm a Virgo. What about you?
I'm a Cancer. You know, neither of those are part of the zodiac fire signs.
Well, then it's no wonder that neither of us was ever invited to become members of the legendary comedy troupe that was comprised of four guys, all born as Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this time our Laugh Track's legend of comedy is the Fire Sign Theater, the surreal comedy group born from the late 60s FM radio scene in Los Angeles, California.
Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Philip Proctor, collectively known as the Fire Sign Theater, first performed on KFPK's Radio Free Oz in 1966. Heavily influenced by the 50s British radio sensation, The Goon Show, the Fire Signs quickly recorded a classic series of elaborately written and recorded albums. Let's take a listen to their brilliant parody of old radio serials, High School Madness.
4G, firefighter, he's a student like you.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Now, I know when both of us discovered Fire Sign Theater records, we really wore out the grooves on the turntable, hoping to hear something different each time and completely memorizing their routines along the way. I think my favorite has to be Nick Danger, Third Eye, a parody of 1940s film noir detectives.
Out of the fog, into the smog, relentlessly, ruthlessly,
I wonder where Ruth is.
Doggedly, toward his weekly meeting with the unknown. He's ready for excitement. He's ready for anything. He's...
Nick Danger, Third Eye.
Wow. Hard to believe that is still stuck in my memory banks after all these years. While Fire Sign's popularity ebbed in the 1980s, when Rhino Records began reissuing compilation CDs in the 90s, they found new audiences and lured their original fans back with live performances mixed with new material.
They really enjoyed an impressive revival that led to several new albums and brought back some of their classic characters, such as everyone's favorite used car salesman, Ralph Spoilsport.
Give me immortality or give me death. That's the motto here at Ralph's Ball Sports, new and used body shop in the city of the future. Hi, friends, Ralph's Ball Sports here to tell you that everybody must die, but you don't have to be there.
Fire Sign Theater continued to record and perform on PBS specials and NPR radio, and they released more compilation CDs and box sets in the 2000s. After 45 years, their last performance was in November 2011 in Kirkland, Washington. You can find out more about the Fire Sign Theater and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.